It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everyone. You're locked in at 92.1 KMZA. You're also listening to the Giant Communications and JPN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prophet down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. Kirk Kilman back in studio. We got a boys' Class 1A Division II semifinal matchup here coming up for you with the Cunningham Wildcats of Class 1A Division II, the number 4 seed here in this state tournament. Sticking on your local Axel Eagles, the one seed of this tournament and the ranked number 1 team here of this classification. We had Axel earlier on in the week. They took down Central Christian by an impressive score of 68-44. Funnily enough, Axel, they had played Central Christian last year in the quarterfinal. They had beaten Central Christian 66-44 in that matchup by 22 points. They did themselves better, beat them by 24 the second go around. This time they refaced Cunningham, a team that they also played last year, but instead it was in the state championship game, in which Axel would dominate victoriously 57-39. So a rematch also again here for Axel from last year. Of course, both these teams losing lots of great seniors. On the side for Axel, of course, you lose the pair, Brandon Smosley and Eli Broxman, but you look at Cunningham, they also themselves, they lost Will Williger and Luke Albers to graduation. So these are both units who lost some top players, but they returned lots of great talent for Axel. We saw it in that matchup there on Tuesday. All that returning talent, the four starters that came up from last year's team into the impression of this year's quarterfinals on Tuesday, Wyatt Detweiler came up with an impressive 22 points in the matchup against Central Christian, putting down an absolute statement against the Cougars. Wyatt Detweiler had 1-3, 5 points, in the first quarter. He had 3 threes, 9 points in the second quarter. In the third quarter, he piled on with 8 points and finished the game at 22, total with 5 threes, a multitude of rebounds, as well as a steal. Wyatt Detweiler showing up a impressive performance there for Axel on Tuesday, and definitely looking to continue that as he's got 231 here points on this season, averaging 8.7 points per game, roughly averaging at about 5 rebounds a game as well. He's got 28 threes on this season. Let's see if he can continue to crank those numbers up here for Axel. But you look at the rest of it, Colin Shaughnessy, he also had a pretty nice night. He almost nearly had a triple-double. Lots of assists, lots of rebounds, lots of points. Just unfortunately didn't hit double digits in any of those stats. But again, he was a team player on Tuesday. And that's definitely what he's going to look to try to contribute here in this matchup. Logan Sandman had an impressive 15, 9 rebounds, nearly a double-double for himself, coming off that sub-state championship with Lynn with 30 points, including his tray and dunk. So should expect a good matchup here tonight for Axel taking on Cunningham, looking to continue the road to glory to the state championship again. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'll take a step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll give you starters here in our Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. Cunningham taking on your local Axel Eagles.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. with a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network, down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. The boys Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action here between number 4 seed Cunningham and your local Axtell Eagles. Now we're nearing number 1 team in the classification and the number 1 seed here of this state tournament. Let's jump into tonight's starting lineup, starting off with the lower seed Cunningham, led by head coach Larry Eisenhower. Stephen Kirshen, a 5'11 junior forward, who is averaging 9.5 points per game, 4.1 rebounds a game. Kendall Rogers, a 6-foot senior guard, who had 10 points against Westkin in the quarterfinal victory against them. He averages 11 points a game this season. Dylan Halderson, the 6-foot senior forward, who scored 12 against Westkin. He's averaging about 5 rebounds a game this year. Logan Kinsler, a 6'2 senior forward, who's averaging a high also at 5.4 rebounds a game. And Cole Hageman, the 6'4" sophomore forward, who's averaging also 6.2 rebounds a game. So for Cunningham, it's Stephen Kirshen, Kendall Rogers, Dylan Halderson, Logan Kinsler, and Cole Hageman. Now for your local Axtell Eagles, the ranked number one team in the state. They picked up their most wins in a single season with 26 wins on the year, recorded from their 26th win on Tuesday against Central Christian, 68-44. Again, a big victory for Axtell. Last year, they had 25 wins to finish the season, but they went up themselves to 26 wins and only one loss. That was earlier on in the year in the CBL championship game against Hanover, 75-48. Of course, everybody hopefully knows that story if you're from the Axtell. That's that Axtell bounced back against Hanover with a one-point victory a couple weeks later, a three-point victory, 65-62 a couple weeks later. Axtell looking to continue on a roll here. They've won 12 games since that loss to Hanover and like to continue to keep that roll. But again, here's their starting lineup. It's Landon Schmidt, the 5'10 senior guard, letter winner returner from last year, averaging 7.1 points per game and 3.3 rebounds a game. Joe Leibarger, a 5'10 junior guard, letter winner returner from last year, averaging 8.3 points per game and 4 rebounds a game. Wyatt Detweiler, a 5'10 junior guard, letter winner, who had 22 points and 5 threes against Central Christian on Tuesday. He's averaging 8.7 points a game and 4.9 rebounds a game this season. Colin Shaughnessy, a 6'2", senior guard, All-State Animal Mention, litter winner, and first-team TBL player who's got over 1,000 points scored this year and 527 scored here this senior season. And to refine out the starting lineup, it's the Mountain, Logan Sandman, the 6'6", junior forward, who averages the team high at one block per game, averaging 15 points a game and 6.5 rebounds per game. He is an all-star, we mentioned, from last year. He has played in 18 games this season. So, again, one more time through for Axel. It's Landon Schmitz, Joe Leiberger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. Axel is led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season as an Eagle, 17th overall. He's got over 160 wins as he continues to look to add on to the accolades here in the postseason. 3 minutes aside, we'll be back for tip-off, all here on 92.1 KMZA. It's boys Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. Cunningham and your local Axel Eagles.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network as we are getting ready for boys Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. The Cunningham Wildcats, number 4 seed of this tournament, taking on your local Axel Eagles, the ranked number 1 team at Class 1A Division 2 and the number 1 seed here of this tournament. Both teams starting lineups coming on the floor. Let's refresh it one time for you folks. Cunningham, Stephen Kirshen, Kendall Rogers, Dylan Halderson, Logan Kinsler, and Cole Hageman. Again, Cunningham is led by head coach Larry Eisenhower. And for Axel, they are led by head coach Jason Tynan. And the starting lineup today, Landon Schmidt, Joe Leiberger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. Now, again, these two teams, they met in last year's state championship matchup where Axel came up victorious 57-39. Cunningham's head coach, Larry Eisenhower, when kind of asked about this matchup here against Axel and how he's going to win this game, well, here's what he said. It's going to take a colossal effort, everything we've got. He also added, we're going to leave everything on the floor. We'll give them our best shot. They're the defending champs. We've got to take it if we want it. Cunningham earlier also this season, they beat Central Christian, the team that Axel beat in the quarterfinal, 68-44. Cunningham won 58-49. So, again, these teams, they haven't really played a whole lot of familiar opponents. That just being kind of a mutual one between them both. But, again, these two teams, they're familiar with each other from last year. Cunningham's looking for a little bit of revenge as they finished with the runner-up last year. Here they'd like to get the state championship past Axel. The winner of this semifinal will either take on Lebo or Hanover in the state championship. As Hanover and Lebo, they are set to play next here after this matchup between Axel and Cunningham. Win or lose, you'll play on Saturday, whether it's a third-place match or a first-place match. But, again, we're here for the Road to Glory presented by Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone. So we're behind this Axel Eagle team and rooting for them, trying to go all the way up to the state championship matchup. Axel, we talked a little bit about it, the impressive accomplishments of this season, back-to-back TDL champions, as well as their most wins in a single season with 26. On top of all of that, looking to have their third banner in state history, in their program history, Cunningham. They've had seven total state appearances. They won their first title in program history back in 2024. Of course, they'd go to back-to-back state championships in 24-25, losing last year to Axel. Here, they'd like to get past Axel and get to that point. Cunningham this season is 17-8, and Axel is 21-26-1. Cunningham is averaging 46 points per game, and Axel is averaging a heavy 71 points per game. The best of their average of last year, an average 64 points per game, with an average point differential this year of 30-plus compared to last year's 19. With that being said, Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior, comes out the half court here for the Axel Eagles on the right side. And onto the left for Cunningham, it's Logan Kinsler. Axel will go right to left of your dial. Cunningham will go left to right. Cunningham in the red uniforms, the black numerals, and the white trim in four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball are on the way with the tip-off. Axel wins it. They are in the all-white uniforms, the red and blue lining down the sides, red trim over the blue numerals. Detweiler, Leibarger at the top of the arc. He goes back right. Detweiler works with it. They return it, left seam, Leibarger inside Shaughnessy. In front of the left elbow, ball is loose out around the arc. Now worked around the three-point line. Axel handles in the far corner. Sandman, Detweiler. He steps to his left, jabs, drives inside. Shaughnessy now, a floater, he's good for two. Shaughnessy, it took him on Tuesday, but the last 2 minutes of the second quarter for him to get his first bucket in. This time he scores in the opening minute, 45 seconds here into this game. Axel up 2-0. Foul called on near sideline. Called against Axel. That'll come early on Logan Sandman, his first personal. First team, 7:14 to go in the opening period. Axel over Cunningham. Axel, they went down early against Central Christian on Tuesday, going down 12-5 in the opening quarter before coming back and taking the lead before the end of the first quarter, 17-16. Right now, Cunningham works with it. Right wing, Kirshen, drives up the top of the arc. He'll go to the left elbow, Rogers. He'll dribble it out. He'll spin around. He'll go to his right, Halderson. Halderson holds it, dribbles left. He's trapped by Sandman and Shaughnessy. He squeezes it out to his left side to Kinsler. He picks up in the low wing. Kinsler trying to settle himself down. He'll pass it off inside, underneath. They're going to get a travel called on Cunningham. Axel takes over for their second possession coming up. 6:44 to go in the opening period. 2-0, Axel over Cunningham. Axel, again, averaging 71 points scored this season. 50% from the field. They shot an impressive 27-50 on Tuesday against Central Christian. Schmidt on the right wing. He'll dribble and drive inside of the key. Leibarger left wing. Back up Schmidt. Detweiler inside past Shaughnessy. At the elbow, he'll return it back outside. Leibarger lined up for a three on the corner, and he's good. Joe Leibarger, who had two threes in the third quarter on Tuesday against Central Christian, loads up his first in the opening period here against Cunningham. Axel up 5-0, 6 minutes now to go in the first quarter. Cunningham, you're at the ball trailing. Rogers, Kinsler. Kinsler, a 6'2" senior who averages 5.4 points per game, passing out to Kirshen at the elbow. Now on the top of the key, Hageman, a sophomore, dribbles it out. He sets himself up on the right seam, bounce passes inside, return to the out. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter, 5-0. Here's a three on the way from the left wing. It's nailed by Dylan Halderson, a 6-foot senior who scored 12 points on Tuesday against Weskin. Cunningham now only down by two. Shaughnessy, he'll try to respond with a three. It's missed. Left side off the inner part of the rim. Eggman's got the rebound down the floor. Cunningham works it. Far corner. Kirshen looks towards the baseline, dribbles himself back out. Returns it to the top of the arc to Hageman. He is screened. He'll go left. Falls back to half court. Goes to his left to Kirshen. Kirshen. Cunningham averaging 46 points a game this season, allowing an average of 44. Here they work it. Down the baseline. Short corner far side shot by Kirshen. Missed. Rebounded by Shaughnessy. He's down the floor. And at half court, a foul is picked up on Cunningham. That'll be Cunningham's first personal and first team foul here of the game and the quarter. That comes against Stephen Kirshen, the 5'11 junior. Now both teams have just one foul. 4:59 to go here in the first quarter. 5-3, Axel for Cunningham. Axel in the far corner. It's thrown inside the Sandman, but it's taken away by Dylan Halderson. That is his first steal of the game. But Axel gets it back, and an easy steal and deal from Joe Liebarger. Axel responds quickly. Now, Cunningham trying to pass it down the floor. They get it to half court. Alderson underneath the basket. Kinsler, far side, short corner. Hageman, now to Kinsler. Return to the far corner, back inside the paint. Underneath, Rogers couldn't hit. Down the floor, Schmidt off the rebound, trying to get it down to Shaughnessy. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel, and Cunningham will take over. Substitution in for Cunningham. Larry Heatherman, the 5'11 freshman, will step in. For Cunningham, working left to right down your dial, facing a full man-to-man pressure here by the Axel Eagles. They did this all Tuesday against Central Christian. It was all man-to-man tempo. And here, a timeout taken here by Cunningham. With 4:21 left to go in the opening quarter, the 30-second timeout, 7-3, Axel over Cunningham. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. From the food on our tables to the clothes on our backs, we all depend on agriculture. At Elk State Bank and Seneca, we've been making ag loans for more than 125 years. Making things grow is what you do, and it's what we do too. Let us be your banking partner and forge ahead together. Elk State Bank and Seneca, your rural financial partner. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the Cunningham timeout. Three loaded up left seam by Schmidt. It's missed. Rebounded by Kirshen. Here, Cunningham takes it down the floor. 4:13 to go in the opening quarter. Down by four. 7-3 to Axel. Here, working right now with it on the right wing. It's Hageman. He's on the extended side. Now he'll go to his right, Kirshen. Down inside the paint to Halderson. He'll work it on a spin. Missed. And rebounded by Sandman. Sandman, the junior, who averages 6.5 rebounds a game. Down the floor. He's got it in the paint. Left block. He'll follow to the basket. And he'll finish for two. Logan Sandman with the impressive finish. He had a nice 9 points on Tuesday in the opening quarter against Central Christian. When Axel was getting in a bit of a lull, he found himself working hard inside the interior. Cunningham works it right lane. Down under, the freshman Heatherman misses the layup. Down the floor, Detweiler, after clearing the glass. Now Liebarger, left wing, here's a three. That's his first missed field goal here now of the quarter. Rebound by Halderson. Liebarger's now 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from the outside part of the arc. And now down the floor, they're going to get a foul called on Axel. That's going to come against Joe Liebarger. That'll be his first personal, team second for Axel, with 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. 9-3, Axel over Cunningham. Substitutions at the floor for Cunningham with Liam McGuire, the 6'1" freshman, stepping in here to the contest. And for Axel, stepping in will be Bill Liebarger, the 6'2" sophomore. Cunningham has the inbound from the far sideline, throwing it in. Rogers at half court to retrieve is Heatherman. Edmund dribbles off to his right side. 1-on-1 against Schmidt, and a foul is called against Axel again. That'll go against Landon Schmidt, his first personal. Team foul number 3. Axel, they really struggled in the first half with fouls against Central Christian on Tuesday. Axel averages about 5 fouls a game. Definitely got to keep that foul count low here on the early going. Cunningham throws it in to the top of the arc. Here's a 3 on the way by Rogers. Wedged off the right of the rim. Underneath the basket, though. Quick rebound, looking for a putback is Kinsler. He misses. And now down the floor, it's Detweiler. And a bucket underneath, and 1 for Axel. Joe Liebarger with the efficient finish and looking to add the and 1 at the very end. Wyatt Detweiler had a zip down the floor. That's the quarterback for you from the fall season. Now Liebarger here, his first free throw of the game, locked up and loaded, and it's on through. Joe Liebarger, an impressive 8 points here in the opening quarter for Axel. He averages 8.3 points per game, so he's hit his average here. Axel, 12-3 over Cunningham, 238 left to go here in the first quarter. Heatherman throws it, short corner. Kirshen, now to the low block, and they're going to get a travel called on Cunningham. Cunningham, 4 turnovers here in the first quarter. Right now, Cunningham has not shot very impressively from the field in this first. Only 14% from the field. Axel has found more efficiency here in this opening quarter right now, shooting 62%. Only two turnovers so far down the floor here. Wyatt Detweiler going right to left down your dial. Schmitz on the right wing, extended. He looks to his right, to the corner, Leibarger, and he'll turn it over. On the takeaway is Brody Bach, the 5'11 sophomore from Cunningham. Down the floor, Heatherman for Cunningham. He goes to the right wing, bounce passes it. It's looked inside, but taking away is Leibarger. A decisive strike, his second steal of the game. Down the floor, Axel, right wing, Detweiler, quick zip, Schmidt, Leibarger, left, now inside the Shaughnessy. He works it, zips it, far corner. Here's a three by Detweiler, and it's in for three. Wyatt Detweiler, he had five threes in the matchup on Tuesday. He opens up his first one here in this matchup against Cunningham. Axel, quick work here against these Wildcats. Up by 12 with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's a short corner floater. Missed by Kirshen and rebounded by Shaughnessy. He takes it down the floor, and a foul is called on Cunningham. Logan Sandman looking to check back here into the game. On the scores table side, also for Cunningham, Cole Hageman. They'll both come in. Axel's Bill Leibarger will step out. And for Cunningham, it'll be Liam McGuire who steps out. That was also assessed against Dylan Halderson, his first personal, team third. 1:27 to go in the first quarter. Axel 15, Cunningham 3. Leibarger, right block, missed shot. Sandman looking for a putback, couldn't get it. He's looking for another offensive rebound. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch on Cunningham. Already, Sandman dominating the inside, two rebounds in the first quarter. Inbound play, Shaughnessy over the top, Leibarger, Detweiler, left low wing, he'll skip, bounce pass to Leibarger, inside the key, right elbow, turnaround shot, Shaughnessy, miss, and another pickup here, impressive offensive board by Sandman, he'll kick it out, here's Leibarger, a three, it's in and out of the basket, rolled to the right side and rebounded by Rogers. Cunningham, trying to get this one down the floor with 53 seconds to go in this first quarter, Rogers. He is trapped by two. He'll find out to the right side of Halderson. High out. Now the near corner. Hageman back left. 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Passes down low and out of bounds off the fingertips of Dylan Halderson, a 6-foot senior. And now the Wildcats, they have had an unfortunate six turnovers here in this opening quarter. Only 3 points. They're down by 12 to Axel. 15-3. 39 seconds to go in this first period. Clayton Heinen steps in for Axel. He's 5'10" junior letter winner. He returns this year averaging 3.6 points a game this season. He's got over 30 rebounds as well added on to his stats. And there is a small stoppage here in play. And they are going to get a sub in. So 34 seconds left to go here of the opening period, 15-3. Axel up over Cunningham. For Cunningham, stepping in, Kendall Rogers. Axel throws it back in here with 30 seconds now left to go this opening period. Detweiler, Heinen back to Detweiler. He's got it on the right wing. He'll dribble down the left elbow. He'll spin around, feed it to Sandman. Sandman working inside the paint, swirls it out. Detweiler bounce passes. Sandman underneath, re-grabs the board. Couldn't put it in, though. And a foul at the very end called on Cunningham. It's on Kendall Rogers, his first personal. Inbound play for Axel. Detweiler on the right wing. He takes it up to the top of the arc. Now it goes right to Shaughnessy. Far corner, Sandman, Detweiler. And he will turn it over on a travel with 6.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 15-3. Axel still over Cunningham. Axel outscored Central Christian on Tuesday in the quarterfinal, 17-16. Here Cunningham, they throw it in left side near to Heatherman. Down the floor. There's a hard hit at half court, but down the floor, making the finish before the quarter ends is Dylan Halderson. And Cunningham will go into the second quarter here down by 10, 15-5 to Axel. We'll take a minute aside. We're back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Road Network. Start of the second quarter here. Axel, early takeaway, and a foul called on Cunningham at the end of it. Kendall Rogers picking up his second personal here of the game. First team foul here the second quarter against Cunningham. And now Axel will throw it in. They get it into Shaughnessy, Detweiler. On the right block, Sam Manuel kick it up top to Shaughnessy, who cans in the deep three. Axel, three threes here in the first half. With it right now, Detweiler, as he gets the takeaway from Cunningham, and he'll give it right back over as he touches out of bounds. 7:40 left to go here in the first half. 8-5, Axel over Cunningham by 13. Here for Cunningham is Kendall Rogers throwing it in. Inbound sideline, throws it into Kershaw. He's got a wide open three. It's rolled off the right of the rim, and it bounces its way into the hands of Sandman for the rebound. Down the floor, Shaughnessy sets his feet for an open three. It's off the left of the rim. Sandman fires in for the rebound, but couldn't pick it up. Instead, Cunningham's Heatherman, he's got the board off the glass. That foul call at the very end of that play there on Axel. That'll come on Joe Liebarger. That'll be his second personal in the game. Team's first here in the second quarter. 7:23 to go here in the first half. 18-5. Axel over Cunningham. Substitution in for Axel. Clayton Heinen coming in for Joe Liebarger. Cunningham taking this one down the floor. With it, Heatherman passes it all the way down left wing. Here with it is Alderson. He'll drive. Far short corner. He'll throw it out. Left wing. Rogers keeping it low. Looking to his right. Passes it out behind him. Kershaw setting a screen after his pass off to Kinsler. He drives. He spins. He fires the basket. And he has fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Excuse me, Larry Heatherman, the 5'11 freshman here, who will go up to the line and shoot two. As by the way, his twin brother, also a freshman, New Heatherman, he had a game high at 13 points on Tuesday against Luskin, but Heatherman has yet to come in here this game for Cunningham. Our free throw line, Larry hits his first one here. Substitution for Cunningham, bringing in Logan Kinsler, the 6'2 senior forward. Axel right now on the floor, this free throw to defend it. Shaughnessy and Sandman on the blocks at the elbows. It's Heinen and Detweiler in the half court at Schmidt. Second free throw on the way, and it rattles in for Larry Heatherman as he goes 2-for-2 at the line. Axel up by 11, 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. Axel with the ball, Detweiler, right seam, quick pass to his left. Heinen, Schmidt drives baseline and uses the glass and one. Landon Schmidt with the decisive strike to the basket. Landon Schmidt, an impressive 5'10" senior guard. A letter winner, a 2-year experienced varsity player who last year averaged 5 points a game, 3 rebounds a game. This year he's averaging 7.1 points per game, 3.3 rebounds a game. He is 20 of 31 at the free throw line this season. As he is looking to add on here to make a 3-point play opportunity, and his free throw is up and missed. Rebounded underneath Kershaw. Cunningham down the floor with the freshman Heatherman. He goes to the right side, right wing, sidesteps it. Now the ball is batted and taken away like candy from a baby from Sandman. Down the floor, Shaughnessy underneath, couldn't get the layup to go in. Kinsler rebounds it, Cunningham called on a travel. They give it right back over with a bow on top. Cunningham, as they had six turnovers to end the first quarter. They have nine here on the half. Axel only has four and also four steals. Axel, inbound play. They throw it in. Near wing from Chauncey Detweiler. Sandman, left block. Works around one-on-one. Now kicks it to the right wing. Here's a wide-open three from Chauncey. It's off the back heel. Sandman underneath. Looking for a putback. He's got it. Sandman making easy work in the interior. And a timeout called by Cunningham. Their second here of the game. 6 minutes to go in the first half. It's 22-7. It's all Axel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in 92.1 KMZA. You're listening also to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory. Sent by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 6 minutes to go in the first half, 22-7. Axel up all over Cunningham. Axel, they took all five timeouts home. Back to Axel after Tuesday's game against Central Christian. They forced the Cougars to use four timeouts, two in the first half. Jason Tynan, he trusts his team. He knows that they can outwork the other team. They don't need breaks. Cunningham works it left to right down the dial. Here with it is Brody Bach. He goes right side to Heatherman. He drives short corner. Now right block. Kicks it out. Here's a three by Rogers, and he rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. Kendall Rogers getting his first field goal of the game. Rogers now 1 of 3 from the field. Axel with it. Far corner. Taken away. Number 10, giving it to number 10, Heinen to Rogers. That's Rogers' first steal of the game. Rogers, right seam. He's turning around, looks to his right, bounce passes it to the elbow. Kirshen inside, fade away, 5 foot from the basket. He's good for two. Cunningham, after the timeout, making some good quick work here. Five straight points. Sheer Smith, a reversal left lane. It's good for two. Smith, that's his second layup here for points. And now there's a scuffle on the floor, far side. Ball lost out of bounds. They're going to stay here. It was last touched by Cunningham. So Axel will take over. 5:04 to go in the second quarter, 24-12. Axel over Cunningham. That is the 10th turnover here, the half against Cunningham. Axel throws it left side, Detweiler. He works it to Shaughnessy. Leibarger, Bill Leibarger, his brother Joe's on the bench. Here, right wing, Schmidt drives inside. Just a quick little dump off to Shaughnessy underneath. And they're going to get a foul on the baseline. They're going to say Sandman, who is the one who got underneath, stepped out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover for Axel. Axel, six turnovers here in the first half. Cunningham throws it in, Heatherman. He's been so far the point guard is taking this ball down the court, trying to use some dribbling moves. He bounce passes it down the floor to his teammate, Bach. Bach here with a wolf behind him. He bounce passes to his left, back to Heatherman. Extended left wing. He looks left, drives to his right. Elbow, block, inside. Puts it in for two. Heatherman with a nice little layup. Shaughnessy, he'll look to respond with some cash. He rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. God, Shaughnessy. His second three here of the first half. First three here of the second quarter. Here's Detweiler now. A quick steal and a deal. And now Axel responds with a quick five themselves. And almost another turnover here. The ball is knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by Axel. Cunningham will keep it. Almost a great little workaround between Detweiler and Bill Leibarger on a tip drill. Axel. They weren't the last ones touching. Cunningham was, so they'll take back over, Axel will. Up right now, 29-14, 3:58 to go in the second quarter. Drive, right block, ball knocked out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover against Axel. They're 7th of the half. 12 here against Cunningham. Cunningham throws it in. On the baseline, working left to right all the way down the full court. Passing it here to Timmish, his first time in the game. Down low, Kinsler. Ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Clock stopped at 3:49 to go. 29-14. Axel over Cunningham. Box set. Cunningham will throw it in. Left side of the glass with Rogers. He looks to his left on a quick out. And too late for Cunningham. The 5-second is called on Cunningham. That'll be their 13th turnover of the half. They've had 13 turnovers. They've allowed 5 steals. And also a lot of rebounds here against Axel. Axel, they set up left corner. Detweiler and one off the three. He'll have a chance to make a 4-point play. Wyatt Detweiler continues to impress outside the arc here for Axel. He had the 5 threes on Tuesday to get himself a 28 on the season. He's got 2 here in the first half. He's at 30 now as just a young junior. Here again, chance makes a 4-point play. His free throw on the way, and it sinks through. 3:35 to go in the second quarter, 33-14. Axel, their largest lead here over Cunningham. It's a 17-point lead, but Cunningham has it at the top of the arc. Alderson, Rogers, dribbles right elbow, steps out to the wing, back to the top of the Emporia logo. Heatherman throws it to the top of the free throw line. Rogers, who travels before his shot is taken. And Cunningham now with 14 turnovers on the half. That is matched to their point total right now as they are down 17 points here against Axel. 19 points here against Axel with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 33-14. Axel with it. Schmidt, Sandman, left low post. He finishes for 2. Impressive first half here for Sandman. Sandman right now, 6 rebounds, 6 points. Cunningham works back with it. Rogers, right wing, sidesteps, drives, right side, short corner. Looks down to the interior. He steps out of bounds. That is the 15th turnover now for Cunningham. They have more turnovers than they do have points here. With 2:39 to go in the second period. Axel, their lead right now, an impressive 21 points. Turned over on the short corner, taken away by Cole Hageman. Last year, Axel dominated Cunningham in the state championship game, 57-39. This is an Axel team that on paper has improved despite losing 2 top seniors in Schmesley and Brockstrom. Here, a drive from the right wing by Rogers. He draws a foul on Axel. It's called on Bill Weibarger, his first personal. Axel last year was averaging 64 points per game with a point differential of 9.4. They were only allowing 44 points a game last year, but this year they're only allowing 41 with 72 points scored a game. This is an Axel team that has come here for vengeance. Despite being last year's title winner, they'd like to go back-to-back. And now Cunningham throws it out of bounds on the far sideline near the Axel crowd, trying to give them an early souvenir here to take home as Axel currently dominating this contest, as I said, by 21, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Sandman, left low post again. He is posted up back-to-back times in the paint on that same block. He's got 8 points here in the first half. Down the floor, foul is called. Far boundary. It's called on Axel again. That'll come against again Bill Weibarger. Lucas Talbot looking to come in and sub in for the first time for Axel. And for Cunningham, stepping in for the first time is Steven Kirshen, the 5'11 junior forward. 1:48 to go here in the second period, 37-14. Axel up here by 23. Drive, right lane, little spin action from the short corner from Heatherman. He misses, and Sandman's got the rebound. Down the floor, Detweiler, bounce pass Talbot. He gets deflected back into his own hand. Shaughnessy, Schmidt, Sandman underneath. There's the grand slam. Logan Sandman, the mountain with the avalanche. You finally see it. He's got now 10 points in the first half, 7 rebounds. Here he's got another after a missed shot by Rogers. Down the floor, Shaughnessy uncorks it. It's in and out of the basket and rebounded by Hageman. 39-14, it is Axel's game here against Cunningham with 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Man, Cunningham, they're going to have a tough halftime conversation. But before then, they'll call a timeout. Head coach Larry Eisenhower will take 30 seconds aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 56 seconds to go in the first half, 39-14. Axel over Cunningham.
Axtell Lumber and Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 92.1 KMZA, Crennan Prophet, Kirk Tillman back in studio. 56 seconds to go, the second period. Axel 39, Cunningham 14. Winner of the semifinal of Class 1 Division 2 will move on to the state championship. We'll either take on Lebo or Hanover, who are up next after this matchup. You're getting going about 8 o'clock. With it right now is Cunningham working with it. Alderson drives inside, spins around, looking to the low block. He kicks it out to Rogers, left wing. He points in front, jab step, spins around. Now dishes it off to Kirshen. He'll look to the left block and going over the top and using the glass is Dylan Henderson with two. Down the floor, Axel works it. Detweiler, Schmidt, right elbow, underneath, Talbot, denied. He'll pick up his own rebound, kicks it out, Shaughnessy. Detweiler. Now, here's a three from the left seam. Schmidt, and underneath the basket, foul called on Axel. With 22 seconds to go in the first half, it's 39-16. Axel over Cunningham. First personal foul of the game called on Lucas Talbot. And we are now at the double bonus. And Cunningham will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Here it is Kirshen, the 5'11 junior forward who's averaging 9.5 points per game. He's got 2 points here in the first half, 2 rebounds. Here, his first free throw is on the way, and it's through the netting. Cunningham, a team that, again, they took down Weskin dominantly in the quarterfinal matchup before coming in this one. Head coach Larry Eisenhower, he said, we'll give them our best shot here taking on Axel. They're the defending champs. We've got to go and take it if we want it from them. But right now, this is an all Axel. As Kirshen makes it a 39-18 game. So drawing it close to 21 with his free throw shots. And now, Schmidt to Detweiler, 15 seconds to go in this first half. 21-point lead for Axel. Bounce pass down under the Sandman. He grabs the ball, works to the top of the arc, setting feet, firing Shaughnessy off the right rim. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Axel, so Cunningham will throw it in with 4 seconds to go in the second quarter, down by 21. Heatherman, Rogers, down the floor, half court, 1 second to go, throws it up, it's off the left side of the glass, and that'll conclude our first half. Axel is up by 21, 39-18 going into the half. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications, Jamie and Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS. yet.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBM Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed into our halftime show as well here, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on MinotHighlandCC.edu. Right now, Axel, 39, Cunningham, 18, boys, Class 1A, Division II, semifinal. Winner to go on to the state championship here at White Auditorium in Emporia. Winner will either take on Lebo or Hanover as they are set to play 8 o'clock. The follow-up matchup here after this contest. Let's break this one down here from the first half standpoint. Axel, they outscored Cunningham 15-5 in the opening quarter, 24-13 in the second. Cunningham currently right now led by Dylan Halderson, who's got 7 points here on the half and a tray as Cunningham finished with 2 threes from the first half. Axel, they hit an impressive 5 threes in the first half, 2 on the way from Colin Shaughnessy, 2 hit by Wyatt Detweiler. He has now made 30 threes on the season. Colin Shaughnessy, he's now made 70 threes on the year. And Joe Weibarger, the 5'10 junior as well, he's marked a 3 as he had an impressive first quarter with 8 points all coming from the first 8 minutes of the game, with 2 steals as well. Joe Weibarger, who's also one of the top steal leaders here coming into this tournament, and overall a top player here for Axel indeed. You look at Axel overall, I mean, they have nearly 5 players who have over 200 points scored this season. And Landon Schmidt, who's right now got 187 score in the year. You got Joe Weibarger, he's got over 220. You got Wyatt Detweiler, he's over 240. You got Colin Shaughnessy, who's over 530. And you have Logan Sandman, who's also at 292 points scored on the year, as he's looking for that number 300 potentially in this matchup. He walked out with an impressive first half performance with double digit scoring, nearly double digit rebounds as well, nearly picking up a double double here through the first half. He also recorded a dunk there in the second quarter that absolutely electrified the gym. You know, he saw that matchup on Tuesday against Central Christian. Axel was, you know, a little kind of unbalanced when it came to their offense. It was a lot of outside shooting in the second quarter, and then the first quarter was all inside the paint. But in this first two quarters here, this match against Cunningham, it's like everything is working right alongside each other. The three-point game is working right with the inside interior attack. The dribble and driving is working in play with that kick out and shot from the mid-range to the high out. So for Axel, right now their offense is clicking. This is, you know, what they wanted to come out doing on Tuesday, but they finally kind of got that groove and rhythm by the third quarter. But despite not quite being in a direct rhythm, they were still, again, leading that way against Central Christian here. There's no complaints against this Axel team. They're hitting the outside shot. They're working the ball inside. They've forced over 15 turnovers on the half, over five steals. In all regard here, everything is working to fruition here for this Axel team for the second half keys for them. They just got to keep rolling, foot on the pedal. And for Cunningham, they got to limit turnovers here. They got to rebound the ball, and they got to start getting some shots up and in, because at one point they were shooting 14% from the field. Real quick, we'll step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back for second half action. 39-18, it's Axel over Cunningham. You're listening to Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at State.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half quarter action here, 92.1. KMZA, boys class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. Cunningham, Axel. Axel 39, Cunningham 18. Same starters here in the second half as they begun the game for Cunningham, Stephen Kirshen, Kendall Rogers, Dylan Halderson, Logan Kinsler, Cole Hageman, and for Axel, Landon Schmitz, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. Axel here in the white uniforms, working left to right down your dial, and for Cunningham, they're in the red. Right now, Axel with it. Right wing, Shaughnessy will pass it back around to Leibarger. He'll drive up top of the arc. Now works it to Schmitz. Detweiler, bounce pass, Schmidt picks up from a near steal. He'll go right side wing, Leibarger, short corner, Sandman, back to Leibarger. Schmidt, Shaughnessy, left elbow, and a foul called on Cunningham. We also officially got stats here. down at White Auditorium for Emporia. They took away the stats at the halftime, which I feel like is the most important time that you probably want to get stats. But real quick, officially, here's Sandman. He's got 8 rebounds, 7 points from that first half performance. And Leibar gets it off the rebound. He is fouled once again here from Cunningham. That foul will come against Stephen Kershaw. That is his second foul as he picks up back-to-back here. Excuse me, third foul as he picks up back-to-back here. Shaughnessy, Leibarger, high out. Back to Shaughnessy off Leibarger. Schmidt, Detweiler, left wing. He'll go all the way to Sandman. Oh, now he opened a hang off the board. What a pass. And what a decisive strike by Sandman. Axel is getting out of the roof here. Sandman, 2 dunks here in 3 quarters. We are spoiled here on 92.1 KMZA. This rate, you're going to have to replace both glasses on both sides of the floor. So down the floor, Kinsler, he's got a layup in for two. Axel handles it down the floor. Schmidt, Shaughnessy, far corner. Here's a three, and he nails it from the deep. Axel now up 24 points over Cunningham, 44-20. Down the floor, Cunningham in a rush. Shaughnessy's got a steal. He takes it, right block, dishes it off to Leibarger. Leibarger can't put it in. Underneath the basket, Kinsler's got the rebound. 6:30 to go here in the third period, 44-20. Axel over Cunningham. A time here for substitution as Brody Bach, the sophomore, comes in, and the freshman, Larry Heatherman. Rogers throws it in from the near sideline by the Cunningham bench. He'll throw it in Heatherman. He gets it past the timeline. He looks right side. He'll drive that way against Schmidt. He'll look back left. Kendall Rogers taking it to the front court, and he loses the ball. Sandman down the floor. Leibarger, Detweiler, one dribble, passes Shaughnessy. Here's a three, and it's canned. Nothing but net for Colin Shaughnessy. As Shaughnessy is eating good here in this second half. He's got 4 threes on the game. Shaughnessy here on the game from the field total, 5 of 12. Cunningham works with it. Right wing, dribble inside by Heatherman. He'll go right block. Kinsler. And a foul called on Axel. It's a push in the interior on Landon Schmidt. That'll be his second personal of the game. Team first. 5:44 to go in the third period. 47-20. Axel looking to put on a running clock here in the fourth quarter in a semifinal over Cunningham. Axel airing the man-to-man defense. Cunningham, far corner. Rogers gets it taken away by Leibarger. Detweiler down the floor. He has a strike to Schmidt. Sandman nearly dunking it again, but he has fouled the end. Logan Sandman, he has been a monster here inside the paint in this game. He's got 12 points, 9 rebounds. He has 6 of 8 from the field, 1 assist as well. His first free throw is pure as silk. Logan Sandman has put on quite the display today. And he had an impressive 30-point performance over Lynn, the sub-state championship. 15 points on Tuesday in the quarterfinal. And here at the free throw line, he goes the nice 2 for 2. He's now at 14 points, and this is my final matchup. Cunningham, left short corner, dished out, left seam, driving by Bach. He's 5 foot from the basket in the interior, and he is fouled. Bach will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Wyatt Detweiler picks up his first personal. 5:21 to go here in the third quarter. 49-20. Axel up over Cunningham. They're actually going to call that foul on the floor. Heatherman will throw it in on the right side of the glass. He looks to his left, tosses in quickly to Hageman. He misses, and now this ball is loose at half court. Picked up on the rebound by Heatherman. He goes down the block, far short corner. Bach spins around inside the paint. He goes out left hand to Kinsler. Picked up left wing, Hageman. Back to the right side to Halderson. 5 foot from the left elbow. Now work to the extended wing. Cunningham trying to drive inside. It's Halderson, and he is denied. Down the floor, Leibarger takes over. That for Cunningham is their 18th turnover of the game. Shaughnessy, a three from the right wing, misses. And at the very end, a foul called. 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Foul comes against Cunningham's Cole Hageman. That's his first personal, team's fourth of this quarter against Cunningham as they trail by 29 to Axel. Shaughnessy gets it far corner, releases it off the trigger, misses, and it's rebounded by Halderson. Halderson picks it up, takes the pass half court, and is fouled by Bill Weibarger, as Weibarger will pick up his third personal of the game. Team's third here, the third quarter. Logan Sandman looks to check back in after getting a quick breather on the bench. After hanging so much off the board, he's got to hang on to the sideline for a little bit. Get himself a quick drink. 4:27 to go in the third quarter, 49-20. Axel over Cunningham, winner to move on to the state championship of Class 1 in Division 2. On the boys' side here, with it, right elbow. It's Halderson. He bounce passes to the opposite box. Who'll finish in with a right-hand hook? Down the floor, Schmidt, Shaughnessy, right corner, drives into the short, to the block, Schmidt, Detweiler, left wing, hangs the three, it's missed and rolled to the front of the basket, picked up by Halderson. He'll turn around and throw it towards the back court to his teammate Heatherman. He'll go down the floor, the block, it's turned over, Schmidt picks up the turnover. Half court, bounce pass, Leibarger, right block is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Axel so far this game is shooting 37% from outside the arc, 50% from the field, 80% from the free throw line, where Cunningham is 38% from the field, 66% from outside the arc. Here, Axel, Leibarger at the free throw line, his first one, pure as silk. Leibarger continuing to put on here an impressive performance in this game, 9 total points. He is 2-2 at the free throw line. He's also 3-7 from the field with a tray this game. Here's next free throw is on the way and good. 3:43 now to go in the third period. Clayton Heinen comes in for Axel, stepping in for Colin Shaughnessy, giving him a quick breather. 51-22, Axel over Cunningham. Cunningham goes right to left, down your dial. Cunningham with 3 timeouts remaining, Axel with all 5. And down the floor, Cunningham will turn the ball over again. Wow, 19 turnovers on the game here. Excuse me, make it now 20 for Cunningham. That is just 2 less than points they have on the board with 22. Axel also, they have 8 steals here in this matchup so far. So it has been a tough pressure for Cunningham to handle. Clayton Heinen at half court. He'll dish to his left, to Schmidt. Schmidt, left wing, dribbles in, kicks out far corner. Here's a three by Detweiler. It's missed, but Sandman corrals it quickly. Detweiler, top of the arc, Leibarger. He splashes it through the basket, and Sandman now picks up a double-double. What's that offensive board? 14 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 wildly impressive dunks. Now, working with it, right wing, Rogers. He'll throw it up. And he will be fouled outside the arc, so he'll get 3 shots here all at the free throw line as Lucas Talbot is subbing in here for Axel on the next whistle. And Stephen Kirshen will look to come in as well for Cunningham. At the free throw line is Kendall Rogers. He was fouled by Wyatt Detweiler on the right wing, his second personal. Team's fourth of the quarter. Free throw is weaved through the basket or Kendall Rogers. Rogers, this game, 4 total points. He's got a rebound and an assist. His next free throw on the way and through the netting. Already here, 2-for-2. Rogers, substitutions for Axel. Lucas Talbot, Colin Shaughnessy step in, taking off Landon Schmidt and Logan Sandman. Also here on the floor to join Axel is Joe Leibarger, Clayton Heinen, and down the floor is Schmidt. As here at the free throw line, Kendall Rogers goes a solid 3-for-3 after being fouled outside the 3-point line. Schmidt, Talbot, Axel has it. Heinen right wing. Zip pass inside. Shaughnessy kicks to the corner. Here's a 3 by Leibarger, and it's nothing but netting. A 3 for number 3. Joe Leibarger now three made threes on the game and leads the team with 16 points. Chauncey and Sandman tied at 14 apiece. Left wing, Rogers here. He'll throw up a three-pointer. It's off the right basket. Rebounded by Schmitz on a quick corral. Down the floor, Liebarger dishes off inside, but no one there to receive the pass. It's an easy pickup for Hageman on a steal. Down the floor, Cunningham, pass it to the far corner. Inside work off of Sven Halderson. The ball's out of bounds, but about the end called on Axel. It's on Joe Liebarger. That is his third personal. Wyatt Detweiler will come in for Axel, as well as Abram Kostel. I actually hold that. They're going to stay on the scores table side. They're coming after the first free throw as we're in double bonus for both teams here. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go, the third period. 57-25, Axel over Cunningham. First free throw on the way off the right side by Halderson. Now Abram Kostel and Wyatt Denton will come in. By the way, first time from Abram Kostel coming in here for Axel State Tournament before a fourth quarter appearance. It's awesome to get that senior here into this game for Axel as he hit the free throw line. Halderson hits his second free throw. 57-26. Axel over Cunningham. Less than now 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shaughnessy flies the three, and he cans it. Shaughnessy only had 7 points on Tuesday. Took him a while to open the checking account, but he's made quite the amount of deposits today with the official 17 down the floor. Halderson, he responds with a quick two for the Wildcats. Axel looking to face potentially the Hanover Wildcats in the state championship on Saturday. Heinen down the floor, turns it over. Cunningham takes back over. Right seam, dribble inside. Here's a spin, a floater to the basket. Heatherman misses. Rebound by Heinen. Down the floor, bounce pass, no look. Now here in the right corner, Shaughnessy. He drains another. Colin Shaughnessy, he's getting it done from the outside while his teammate Sandman is doing it all from the interior. Shaughnessy, 20 points on the game, 7 of 16 from the field, 6 threes made. 61 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 63-28, Axel head over Cunningham. We're looking for a running clock here in the fourth. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout, though, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lumber and Axel is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axel Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 60 seconds to go in the third period. 63-28, Axel over Cunningham. Fourth quarter looking to have an enforced running clock. Right now, Cunningham has the ball, working right to left to your dial. Rogers drives inside, floats it straight to the side. He goes in for two. Kendall Rogers here now, 8 points on the game for Cunningham, currently led by Halderson with 12. And down the floor, they get a foul called on Cunningham. Dylan Halderson, who I just mentioned, leads the team right now with 12. Just picked up his third personal. And the official's trying to get this correct here. It is a double bonus on both sides. So that'll send Colin Shaughnessy up the free throw line, who currently leads his team with 20 points. Mentioned the 6 threes on this game. 3 rebounds, 7 of 16 out or from the field. Shaughnessy's first free throw on the way. It hits the front of the basket and falls in. Shaughnessy on this season, he has been a very impressive free throw shooter indeed. As here he's looking to go 2 for 2 here, and he will. 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Now in the season, 70 of 84, shooting over 80%. He records not only his 70th three of the season in this matchup, he's recorded his 70th free throw. Shaughnessy getting all sort of achievements down the floor. He's got a steal, sets up Detweiler, who is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. A 35-point lead here for Axel with 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Axel on a dominant run here. Getting lots of support from their community. Also, the student section showing up a lot of the great basketball players. Also, on the girls' side, Detweiler's first free throw is through the netting. Detweiler had the impressive first half performance also with the 9 points. Second half here, he's getting his first points here at the free throw line. He's now at 11 as he goes 2 for 2 here at the charity stripe. 67-30. Axel head over Cunningham, looking to make a running clock here to go into the fourth quarter. 13 seconds to go in the third. Down the floor, Rogers drawing a foul on Axel. Axel still has all 5 timeouts remaining. Cunningham only has 1. Same situation as Tuesday, where Axel took all 5 timeouts home. They'll be going into the state championship potentially with 10 timeouts under their belt. First free throw up here for Rogers goes through. Makes it a 36-point game. Here, second one falls through as well for Rogers. It's a 35-point game now with 12.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Detweiler down the court, right wing, dribbles, drives inside, kicks out. Here's a 3 by Kostel off the left side. Rebound by Skyler Simish. And that will conclude our third quarter. 67-32, Axel over Cunningham, 8 minutes away from a state championship appearance in back-to-back seasons. Let's get it. You're listening to the Giant Communication, the JPN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth quarter beginnings down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. Cunningham 32, Axel 67. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Right now here, Cunningham with the ball under the glass. It's Kendall Rogers. Cunningham was outscored 28-14 in the third quarter. We're outscored 24-13 in the second and 15-5 in the first. It has been all Axel here in this matchup. And here Cunningham will turn it over once again. Cunningham has turned the ball over 22 times in this game. Axel's only turned over 9 times in this game, but they've also forced 9 steals. Axel has been on the dot here in this matchup on the defensive offensive side is currently Shaughnessy leads at 22 points. Sandman with 14 and 16 from Leibarger. Down the floor here, Schmidt fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Landon Schmidt, he's got only 4 points total here in this game. 5 assists, 3 rebounds. So despite not being a high scorer, he's helping his teammates get on the board. Here at the free throw line, Schmidt's loaded up for his first free throw, and that is through the basket. Here for Axel. Right now it's 7:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Logan Sandman, Wyatt Detweiler, Landon Schmidt, Joe Leibarger, and Colin Shaughnessy, the starting lineup here, have begun this game. Schmidt's his second free throw rattles in on a trickle. 7:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 69-32. Axel over Cunningham. Short corner, far side, worked in and missed by Kirshen. Sandman, another board. He's got already a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Right elbow, Schmidt, Dottweiler underneath, looking for another slam. Logan Slamman misses it. Dottweiler drives in. Almost called him Logan Slamman for a second, because he's now attempted four slam dunks here in this game. He's been successful in his first two. That's out the very end, also coming against Dylan Halderson, his fourth personal, second team here against Cunningham. And throwing in Dottweiler, Sandman, works in the paint, kicks out. Here's a three by Shaughnessy as he falls down at the end. He misses the three. Down the floor, working with it, is Heatherman, floats it from the far short corner. But before the shot went up, a travel called on Cunningham. They now have 23 turnovers on the game. And a big substitution cast coming in here for the Cunningham Wildcats with Liam McGuire in, Larry Heatherman, Skylar Thimish also on the floor for Cunningham is Logan Kinsler and Dylan Halderson. Axel with it in control and the lead of 69-32. 6 points to go in this game. Schmidt, left wing. Drives. He is fouled. And that'll be the third foul here of the quarter. Called on Cunningham. And that'll be the third personal called against Larry Heatherman. Also, excuse me, no running clock here in the state tournament. Here for this class, 20 Division II semifinal. Axel O here up by the impressive 37 points, and which in regular season contest, of course, also sub-state would count for the running clock. Here inside, Dottweiler floats it, gets his own offensive rebound, and he's got it for a putback. Wyatt Dottweiler now with 13 points on the game. Shaughnessy 22, Sandman 14, Leibarger 16. Four in double digits for Axel. Down the floor, Cunningham, foul, called on Axel. Underneath the basket, it's Brody Bach. It's a foul on the floor and a full wipe of subs. I think that's going to be the final time tonight that we see the starting lineup. As here now for Axel, it's Riley Hazenkamp with his first state appearance, Clayton Heinen, Lucas Talbot, Bill Leibarger, and Abram Kostel. As they come out here for Axel and for Cunningham, they have their starting unit on the floor. Hageman, Kinsler, Halderson, Rogers, Kirshen. A starting unit against the bench backup. They're down by 39 points to Axel. Cunningham works with it. Hageman, far side, short corner. Bounce pass to the interior and a foul called on Axel with 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. No running clock here at the Watt Auditorium in Emporia. The matchup to follow this one is the other semifinal game, Lebo and Hanover. Winner of that game will take on the winner of this in the state championship on Saturday. Coverage here on 92.1 KMZA. If you hear Paxel moves on, they're looking to do so. Leibarger picks up off the rebound, taken away by Kinsler, and then picked back up by Ryland Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, a 6'4 junior letter winner, passes it down the floor, and it'll be turned over. Taking it back over will be Cunningham. As I said, on Tuesday, Axel picked up their 26th win of the season, which was a school record for most wins in a year. Here they'll break the record again with 27 wins. It'll put them at 27-1. Impressive also 10-0 performance throughout the Twin Valley League. They've won here 12 consecutive games plus the bye. They look to make it 13. Underneath basket or rebound here picked up by Heinen. Talbot, left wing, drive inside, Kostel. Or back on the right wing. Kostel. Hazenkamp. Leibarger. Heinen. 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a three. And Talbot knocks it on through. He had a three in the matchup against Central Christian in the fourth quarter when he came in. And here he comes in and adds a three in this matchup as well as he finished with 5 points in that game against Central Christian. And it looks like Axel's going to maybe get a warning here. But you can't blame them. They're excited. They've had multiple dunks, multiple threes. They had 10 threes on Tuesday against Central Christian. Today, they've had an impressive 12 threes here in this match against Cunningham. 22 total threes made in this state tournament run. Down the floor, Cunningham will throw it in from the inbound baseline. 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter, 74-32. Axel over Cunningham. Axel, their bench inside the game. Cunningham, all five starters. Layup by Kirshen. Missed at the very end. Foul called on the Wildcats. And Cunningham, again, they lost in the state championship game to Axel last year, 57-39. They lost of 18 points. Well, I'll tell you what, Axel, they are an improved team of last year stat-wise, despite losing Brandon Schmesley and Eli Brockstrom, going from averaging a 19-point differential in 2024-2025 to here in 2025-2026, an average of 30-plus points. Jump ball called inside the paint. Possession arrow will stick here with Axel with 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter. No shot clock, no running clock here. 74-32, Axel over Cunningham. Up top, Abram Costell with a three. The 13-3 made of the game for Axel. First of the state tournament for the 6-foot senior, Lucas. Excuse me, Abram Costell. Also his first points of the state tournament. Had no points against Central Christian on Tuesday. Abram Costell, who just averages 1.5 points this season, now 27 points for the year. He also, at the end, one opportunity, but misses it down the floor. Cunningham works right wing. Here's a three by Rogers. He nails it. Rogers now 13 points on the game. His second three made of the contest. Less than 4 minutes now to tick here in the fourth quarter. 77-35. Axel still all over Cunningham. Far corner. Detweiler has come in here, and now, Heinen, he passed to Leibarger, and the ball knocked out of bounds, but a foul at the end, called on Cunningham. That is their fifth foul. It is double bonus, and also fouling out here has been the leading point guard, 5'11 freshman, in Larry Heatherman. As he fouls out and ends his season here, and coming in, Brody Bach, with 3:47 to go in the fourth quarter, it'd be a miraculous comeback if Cunningham can make it. Right now, they're down by 42 points. Now make it 43 as Leibarger hits his first here at the free throw line. Leibarger, next one on the way. He goes 2 for 2. After this game, we'll have our post-game show and player of the game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate and the Farmers State Bank. Cunningham has it at the Emporia logo to Bach. He dribbles out, right side, high out, returns left. Side step to the right, Rogers. Again, all five starters here for Cunningham out on the floor. And a basket, nice little lay-in for Kirshen. But it's still a 42-point deficit here to Axel as they work with it, with their bench. Leibarger, Costell, left wing, drives, elbow, kicks, right wing. Heinen, Leibarger. Talbot, 3 minutes now to go in the contest. Bounce pass, skip, short corner, picked up by Rogers on a steal. Past the timeline, right side, sidesteps it left, left seam, elbow, kicks out. Hegeman, still passing screen for Rogers, spins around, looks underneath the basket. Kinsler, and he is fouled. It will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 2:49 to go in the fourth quarter, 79-37. Axel over Cunningham. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communication, the JBN cell phone company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Of course, we appreciate all of our sponsors who've made this coverage possible, not only here on 92.1, but also all of our aerial athletes we've covered across CARE, COSA, KMZA, KMZ, all of our board ops, of course, my boss Jake all the way down in Dodge City giving you coverage of Centralia as they moved on to their semifinal game. Just an absolutely phenomenal week here of coverage for everyone back home in Arkansas land listening area. Here, left block. Axel works with it underneath in Leibarger. And now he'll get a chance to put the N1. Axel has scored 81 points now here in this game. Hanover, who, by the way, broke the record for most points scored in a state tournament with over 100. The previous record was 98. So Hanover, they are on a tear right now on their side of the lower side here in the bracket of the state tournament as they look to meet Axel in the state championship on Saturday. Here, three, right side, Rogers misses it underneath. Axel picks up Riley Hazenkamp, 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, 81-29. Axel over Cunningham, down the floor, Leibarger puts in a two. Oh, Axel, they are running up quite a score here, and they're looking to bring in two subs. Off from the side, short corner, here a quick pickup by Cunningham, and a foul call. It looks like we're going to get two new faces in for Axel. First time seeing these two actually on the season for me. Coming in here for Axel is Henry Stahlbaumer, the sophomore, 5'8". And then also Ethan Ronnebaum, the 5'4" sophomore. So two sophomores who get a piece of action for the first time here in the state tournament. I'm sure they're excited to come off the bench and get some work. And that's the blessing about playing for Axel, is you can have a 40-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. You get to come in and get some experience and time. Basket up for Cunningham inside the paint. Miss, and a jump ball called. Clock stopped at 137, 83-39. Axel over Cunningham here by 44 points. Last year, an 18-point victory against Cunningham in the state championship. This year, they've nearly tripled that number. Here's a three on the way, missed by Rogers, and Axel picks it up. We'll also have stats here at the end of this contest as well. Here officially given to us by the incredible hospitality that's been White at Torrim in Emporia. 70 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Three-pointer on the way. Missed by Rogers. Rebounded underneath by Finish. He fights back to the basket. It's off the left side of the glass. And on the baseline, it's picked back up. It's thrown back up to the glass by Finish in a foul. And at this point in the game, and it's all for naught. 55 seconds to go. 83-39, Axel over Cunningham. Axel, your local aerial team will be going to the state championship for Class 1A Division 2 for a second consecutive season, looking to defend last year's impressive state title performance and their second title in program history. This year, they'll look to add their third. Last year was their first title since 2013. Most impressively, Brandon Schmesley's brother actually was on that team that year. And of course, Schmesley won last year's first ever basketball state title. Of course, he graduated as a senior. He's still up at KU kicking it on the football side after that scholarship. And a foul here called on the Cunningham Wildcats. That'll be against Skyler Finish. Heading up the free throw line will be Abram Kostel. Well, again, we'll have official stats here after this matchup, our post-game player of the game wrap-up shows here. Costello's first at the free throw line. The miss set of go-around is in. Axel, they have already won up their last year's state performance run up at Colby, Kansas. And here, second free throw missed by Costello down the floor, working with it. Thurmish. 43 seconds to go in this matchup. Now, last year, Axel, again, they beat Central Christian first quarter final 66-44, and then they beat Dighton 57-51. This year, they beat Central Christian 68-44 in their semifinal. They're looking to have a 40-plus victory over Cunningham. So already, man, this is an Axel team that is seeing new heights. Even formed for last year, and that was one of the best years in program history for Axel. Foul here called on Axel's Ryland Hazenkamp, his first personal. Up at the free throw line is Adam Sterniker, the 5'8 sophomore. His first one on the way and missed. 25 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Next one on the way and nailed by Sterniker. It's a 44-point game with 20 seconds to go. Axel's just got to hold it out. Talbot, left side, swings it to Kostel. He'll go right side. Now to Stahlbaumer and is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. 13 seconds to go. Again, Axel looking to come away here with a huge victory of 44 points. Bach will hold it at the Emporia logo at half court. He'll drive right side, and that'll conclude our game. 84-40. Your Axel Eagles are heading to the state championship in Class 1A, Division 2. 84-40, a victory here over Cunningham. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back for some stats, our post-game show, and player of the game. All here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network, here for our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also a play of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. A final from down here at White Auditorium in Emporia, boys Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action between Cunningham and Axel. Axel comes away victorious 84-40. Last year they beat Cunningham in the state championship 57-39 by 18. Well, this year they darn near tripled the amount of points they won by last year with 44. Let's break this game down quarter by quarter. Axel outscored Cunningham 15-5 in the first, 24-13 in the second, an impressive 28-14 in the third, would run away also in the fourth quarter as well, with the bench squad coming in and absolutely having a phenomenal game with Edmund Costa hitting a three, Lucas Talbot hitting a three. He also saw Stahlbaumer and Ronnebaum come in there at the very end as well to get some time in there for Axel. So overall, Axel, great domination. They will now move on to the state championship game on Saturday. They will either play the winner of Lebo or Hanover, which is the upcoming matchup here. We'll have that score up on our website on the MSU Sports on that website. The state championship will be played at 2:30 p.m. here at Emporia at the White Auditorium. So again, 2:30 p.m. with the third place match taking place at 12, which will Cunningham will play in. Looking at some stats here on the game, Cunningham, real quick, they finished with 13 points from Kendall Rogers, who is their leading scorer. They had 24 total turnovers, 18 points in the paint, no second chance points, and 0 points off the fast break with 7 total steals, shooting 92% from the free throw line, 33% outside the arc, and 31% from the field. And for the Axel Eagles, they shot 53% from the field, 46% from outside the arc, 83% from the free throw line, only with 12 turnovers on the game, forcing 10 steals, 8 points off fast break, 7 second chance opportunity points, 28 points in the paint, over 25 rebounds. The lead Axel was Logan Sandman with 14 total points, 2 assists, 11 rebounds for the double-double, going 6 of 9 from the field. Colin Shaughnessy, he led the team with 22 points, 6 made threes, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 7 of 17 from the field. Detweiler, he had 13 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 2 made threes. Leibarger came up with an impressive, Bill Leibarger, with 6 points, and then his brother Joe Leibarger had 16 points, 3 threes, went 5 of 9 from the field, and 3 for 3 at the free throw line with Abram Costwell coming from 6. Talbot with 3. And Schmidt also getting on the board with 3 as well. So, again, I'd like to thank everyone who stepped in and listened to our broadcast for semifinal action here between Cunningham and Axel. I have a story with all the official stats put up here later in a couple hours when I get all the way back home towards the studio in Hiawatha. So, again, a final from White Auditorium in Emporia for Boys Class 1A Division 2 semifinal action. That's Axel 84, Cunningham 40. Axel, your local team, ranked number 1 in the classification, will move on to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday here at Emporia, and they will take on the winner in the state championship, either Lebo or Hanover, in the upcoming matchup here at Emporia, which will, again, be updated later on our website and will be a part of that Axel story. So, from Kurt Kilman, from Crennan Profit, you've been listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.